以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不掉凡格原意，第四章世界十四到十九，时间1966年8月3日，地点纽约。
Name karma phalistriha iti manjo vijanati karma bhi na sa badhate.You can come please forward. Yes. Come forward, there is nothing. Karma bhi sana baddhate. Now, the whole world,is bound by his own karma action.
Karma bhisana badhyate. 现在整个世界都是被他自己的 karma 及活动所束缚。
Everyone, every living entity, in the Brahma Sanghita,There is a nice verse about this.
Yes. 每一个人每一个生物体在 Brahma Samhita 中关于这有一个很好的世界。
There is a nice verse.Just to beginning from the jar, there is a jar which is called Indragop.
有一个很好的世界讲到，从细菌开始，有一种细菌叫 Indragop.
You know, that among the living entities, the germs are in very minute form.
你们知道，在生物体中，细菌是非常微小的。
You cannot see even with your microscope in a space of 1 millimeter, you can find millions of germs. That is scientific truth.
即便用显微镜你也看不见，在一毫米大小的地方，能有成百万的细菌。这也是科学上的事实。
The beginning from the germ, which are called, please stop. beginning from the germ, up to the heavenly kingdom, the king of.Heaven is called Indra, and the smallest, minutest jar, it is also called Indra Gop in Sanskrit language.
下至细菌，上至天堂，天堂的国王被称为 Indra, 而最小的、最微小的细菌，在梵文中也被称为 Indra Gop.
So, in the Brahma Sanghita, it is said,That beginning from this Indra up to that Indra. That means beginning from the germ which is known as Indra Gop up to the point of the king who is also known as Indra. All of them are bound up by the reaction of his own karma on his own work.
因此在 Brahma Samhita 中说到从这个 Indra 意思到那个 Indra 意思是从这个细菌被称为 Indra Gopa 的细菌一直到被称为 Indra 的国王他们所有都是被自己的 karma 及自己的工作的反作用所束缚
Everyone which are doing good or bad we have to suffer and enjoy the reaction of our work
无论你做的什么工作，不论是好的还是坏的， 我们都得承受或者享受工作的反作用。
And so long we have to suffer or enjoy the reaction of our work, as long as we shall go on like this, so long we have to accept this material body.
而只要我们还得承受或者享受我们工作的反作用，只要我们还这样进行下去，我们就必须得接受物质的躯体。
This material body is just given to us by the arrangement of nature's law for the exact status of suffering or enjoyment.
这个物质躯体是由自然的法律安排给予我们的，为了适当的受苦或者享受。
That's like you have seen different animals. They have got different process of eating.
正如你看见过许多不同的动物，它们有不同的进食方法。
Say for tiger, their body is made for eating raw flesh and raw blood.
比如说老虎，它们的躯体是适于吃生肉和生血的。
So all the body is so made that they have got particular nails and jaws and teeth so that they can do that.
他们的身体是这样构成的，他们有特别的爪子、下颚和牙齿，因此他们可以这样做。
Similarly, you can see the hog. They have to eat the stool, or they have got a particular shape of mouth so that they can easily do that.
同样的，你可以看猪。他们必须得吃粪便，因此他们有一种特别形状的嘴，他们可以很轻松地这样做。
Now we are human beings. We are meant for taking vegetables and fruits.
而我们作为人类，我们是应该吃植物和水果的。
Now our teeth is just like knife. It can cut the vegetables and the fruits.
我们的牙齿就像刀一样，可以切割蔬菜和水果。
So all the body, I mean to say, I'm giving particular stage to the body. A king's body, a poor man's body, a poor man, he has to work very hard.
所以所有这些身体，我在这里是要强调身体，一个国王的躯体和一个穷人的躯体，一个穷人他必须得努力的工作。
His body is very sturdy.
他的躯体是非常健壮的。
Can walk very nicely, but a son of very aristocratic family or king, his body is very delicate. He cannot walk.
他可以很好的工作，而一个贵族家庭或者国王的儿子，他的躯体是非常纤细的，他无法工作。
He can apply his brain in something else.
他可以把他的大脑用于某些事情。
So long. We are, these bodies are made according to the different status of our work we have done in our past life.
因此这些躯体是按照我们在我们前生所做的不同的工作的不同状况而造成的。
And next body is being prepared according to the work which we are doing now.
而下一个躯体是按照我们现在在做的事情，在做的工作而决定的。
But here Krishna says,that as soon as one can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities, he becomes free from the reaction of activity.
这里 Krishna 说，一旦一个人理解了 Krishna 的活动的超然本性，他便从活动的反作用中解放出来。
Now here is the question.That because we are now preparing ourselves to have our spiritual body, our spiritual life developed and being free from this material existence, therefore our duty should be such so that we may not be entangled again into this material body.
这里的问题是因为我们现在是在准备我们自己，为了培育一个灵性的躯体或者灵性的生命， 为了从物质存在中解放出来，因此我们的义务应该是这样安排，以使我们能够不再卷入这个物质躯体。
That can be made possible if we are Krishna conscious.
那是可能的，如果我们有 Krishna 知觉。
If we study Krishna, what is Krishna? What are his transcendental activities? How his energies are acting in this material world or spiritual world? All this, it is a great science. Krishna is a great science.
如果我们研究 Krishna, 什么是 Krishna?什么是他的超然活动，他的能量在物质世界和灵性世界是怎么样工作的，所有这些，这是一门伟大的科学。 Krishna 是一门伟大的科学。
So if we study Krishna's science with great attention, then the result will be that we shall be free from the reaction of our activity.
因此如果我们研究 Krishna 科学非常认真的，那么结果便是我们能从活动的反作用中解放出来。
This is clearly said here. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phalisya. The Lord has nothing to do.
这在这里说得很清楚，主没有事情可做。
He is full. He has nothing to do.
他是完整的，他没有事情需要做。
But why he does just so? Set example. Set example.
他为什么做事情呢？只是为了树立榜样。
He is not bound up by the works which he is doing in the material world.
他是不被他在这个物质世界中所做的工作所而束缚的。
This science has to be learned. Namai karmas palisya.And anyone who understands the transcendental nature of Krishna, he is also becoming free from the reaction of karma.
我们应该学习这门科学。任何人如果理解了 Krishna 的超然本性，那么他也能免于 karma 的反作用。
Evam gatta kitam karma pudbhairupi mumukshubi kuru.कर्मैव तस्मात्तं पूर्वै पूर्वतरं कृतं Now the whole spiritual process is to follow the example of the previous acharyas who have attained and success.
整个的灵性过程便是遵循先前的那些已经取得成功的阿赖耶们的榜样。
The why where from the tongue they disturb. Evam gatta kritam karma purvayavi mamukshavi kuru karmai vatasmattam purvayi parmataram krita. Now there are Arjuna and Krishna is advising Arjuna that if you act.And following the footprints of the previous acharyas and previous great devotees and kings who had done in their life karma yoga, acting for Krishna, if you follow that principle, then you shall also become free from the reaction of activity.
Krishna is the 建议 Arjuna, 如果你活动遵循先前的 acharyas和伟大的奉献者和国王们的足迹，那些人在他们的生命中进行了 Karma Yoga 为 Krishna 而活动，如果你遵循这一原则，那么你也能从活动的反作用中解放出来。
Because Arjuna was very much afraid for being entangled in the reaction of his fighting, and Krishna therefore assures that you shall not be, if you follow, if you actIf you fight for wise, then you will not be entangled by the reaction of karma.
因为 Arjuna 非常害怕被卷入他的作战的反作用， Krishna 因此向他保证说，你不用害怕，如果你遵循，如果你活动，如果你作战是为了我，那么你便不会被卷入活动的反作用。
किं कर्म किं कर्मेति किं कर्म किं अकर्मेति कवयोपि आत्रा मोहिता तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्षामि जज्ञत्ता मोक्षसे असुहा. Now, people are misled what is karma, what is actually work, and what is not work. Akarma.
关于什么是 karma, 什么是真正的活动，什么不是活动，是 akarma, 人们被误导了。
King karma, king akarmeti, kavayopi. Kavaya means great sages, great saintly persons,great philosophers.
Kavaya 意思是伟大的圣人们，伟大的哲学家们。
They are also sometimes bewildered to understand what class of activities are genuine and what class of activities are non-genuine.
他们有时候也困惑，不能理解什么样的活动是真正的，什么样的活动不是真正的。
Therefore, Krishna said that I shall teach you what are genuine activities and what are non-genuine activities.
因此 Krishna 说我会教导你什么样是真正的活动，什么样的是不真正的活动。
Tatte karma pravakshami jajgyatta mokshasi asuha. Jajgyatta, if you understand the principle of working, then you shall get free from the bondage, material bondage.
如果你理解了工作的原则，那么你便从物质的束缚中解放出来。
We have to work in such a way that we may not be entangled with this material body.
我们应该这样的工作，以使我们不被牵连住这个物质躯体。
Otherwise, as we have explained, this body is our material bondage, and it is the result of our activity.
不然的话，正如我们已经解释过的，这个躯体是我们的物质束缚。是我们活动的结果。
So we have to perform our activities so nicely and so cautiously, so that I may not be entangled, I may be free, even in this life. And tattadiham punarjanmanaiti, I can, after leaving this present body, I will have no more to come into this material world.
因此，我们应该非常好的、非常小心的工作。于是我不至于再被牵连，我可以即便在这一生中得到解脱，而且 ，tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti， 在放弃了现在这个身体之后，我不用再来到这个物质世界。
This science is being taught by Krishna to Arjuna.
这门科学是由 Krishna 在教导 Arjuna。
And the whole activity is that if we engage ourselves.As we find it in the 11th chapter, last part.
整个的活动便是，如果我们能够从事我们自己，就像在第十一章中所描述的，第十一章的最后一个世界。
Mat karma krit mat paramo mat bhakta sanga vajita nidvaira sarva bhuteshu jasa mameti pandava. Now, this one verse.Is sufficient to teach the essence of Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
这一个世界便足以教导我们 Srimad Bhagavad Gita 的要旨。
That anyone who is engaged in my work, mat karma krit.
即任何人如果从事于我的工作 ，mat karma krit.
Then what is that my work?That my work is explained in the last word of the and the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja.
那么什么是那个我的工作呢？那指的是在《不掉梵歌》的最后一个教导，即 sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja.
Arjuna is taught.And with the example of Arjuna, every one of us is taught that we have to work only which is sanctioned by Krishna.
阿尔忠的被教导，跟着阿尔忠的榜样，我们每个人也都在被教导。我们只应该做 Krishna 批准的工作。
Sarvadharman Puritajamamekam Saranam Braja. That is there. That is the mission of human life. But we do not know that. We do not know that.
那是人类生命的使命，但是我们不知道这一点。
And because we do not know that, we engage ourselves with so many words, which is concerned with the bodily and material concepts of life.
而因为我们不知道这一点，我们在从事于这么多和躯体化的或者说物质化的生命概念而有关的工作。
So one has to do what Krishna desires.
Mat karma krit, 一个人应该做 Krishna 所欲望的。
Just like Arjuna did. Krishna desired that he should fight.
正如 Arjuna 所做的， Krishna 欲望他作战。
Arjuna did not like to fight, but because Krishna desired, he accepted to fight.
Arjuna 不想作战，但是因为 Krishna 欲望，他接受了作战。
This is Krishna's work. That we have to select.
这是 Krishna 的工作，我们必须选择这些。
Now, what is the work at the present moment for us? Krishna's work.
那么在现在这个时候，对我们来说，什么是 Krishna 的工作呢？
Krishna is not present now to dictate that this is my work. Just like Arjuna was fortunate enough, he was personally present before Arjuna.
Krishna 不在这里在说这是我的工作， Arjuna 是非常幸运的， Krishna 亲自在 Arjuna 面前。
Lord Krishna was personally present and he was directing.
主 Krishna 亲自在场，而且他在指导。
But that does not mean that we have no direction.
但那并不意味着我们没有指导。
We have direction. We have direction. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find that anyone who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita to the people of the world, he is the most dear. The dearest person in the world, Krishna. Krishna accepts him, the dearest person.
我们也有知道，在不加梵歌中你能发现，任何一个向世界上的人们传播不加梵歌的福音的人，他在全世界是对 Krishna 最亲密的人， Krishna 接受他是最亲密的。
So therefore, our duty is to preach the principles of this Bhagavad Gita, to make people Krishna conscious.
因此我们的义务是传播这个不加梵歌的要旨，使人们具有 Krishna 知觉。
People are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness.
人们由于缺乏 Krishna 知觉而受苦。
Therefore, each and every one of us should be engaged in the preaching work of Krishna consciousness.
因此我们每一个人都应该从事于为了全世界的利益传播 Krishna 知觉。
For the benefit of the whole world. Lord Chaitanya, whose picture you see in the front of our this store, Lord Chaitanya very nicely preached this philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
So Chaitanya, 他的照片你们可以在这个店铺的前面看到。So Chaitanya 非常好的传播了 Krishna 知觉的哲学。
Amar Agraya Guru Haiya Karo Sarva Desh Jare Dekho Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. The Lord says, Amar Agraya, because he came with this mission to preach Krishna consciousness. So he says, just take my order and all of you, he become the spiritual master.
So he says, Amar Agraya,因为他是带着这个传播 Krishna 知觉的使命来的，因此他说接受我的命令，你们每一个人都成为灵性导师。
Guru Haiya, anyone who teaches people Krishna consciousness, never mind what he is and where he is, he should be understood the spiritual master.
任何一个人教导人们 Krishna 知觉的人，无论他是谁，无论他在哪里，他都应该被理解为是灵性导师。
So Lord Krishna Lord Chaitanya gives order to everyone that Amar Agaya Guru Haiya Taru Sambhadesh. Every country, province, you go everywhere and just preach this Krishna consciousness.
因此主 Krishna, 主 Chaitanya 给命令给每个人，每一个国度，每一个省份，你要去每一个地方传播 Krishna 知觉。
Amar Agaya Guru Haiya Taru Sambhadesh, Jare Dekho Tare Kao Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means this Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna Upadesha 意思是这部《波伽梵歌》。
The instruction given by Krishna.
由 Krishna 说给的指示。
That is Krishna Upadesha.
那边是 Krishna Upadesha.
And Krishna Upadesha is also Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna Upadesha 也是指 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instruction by which one can become Krishna conscious.
Srimad Bhagavatam 中有那么多指示，通过他们我们可以变得 Krishna 知觉。
Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita also, we receive the instruction how we can become Krishna conscious.
同样的，在《波伽梵歌》中，我们也接受指示，如何具有 Krishna 知觉。
So Lord Chaitanya selects these very two particular books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and he asks everyone.In any part of the world, to take up this matter very seriously and preach in the world.
因此，主 Chaitanya 选择了这两部非常特别的书，《Srimad Bhagavatam》和《Bhagavad Gita》，而且他要求每一个人，在世界上任何每一个地方，严肃地接受这件事情，在全世界传教。
That is the direct order of Krishna.
那便是 Krishna 的直接的命令。
So if we take up.This missionary work to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpretation, without any motive behind it, as it is, as Krishna said.
如果我们采取这个传教工作，如其所示的传播不加梵歌，不加任何诠释，不加任何背后的动机，如其所示的，如 Krishna 所说的。
We should present as it is.
我们应该如其所示地呈现它。
People misrepresent Bhagavad Gita by their own interpretation.
人们用他们自己的诠释来错误地呈现不加梵歌。
That should not be done.
我们不应该这样说。
Bhagavad Gita as it is should be presented before the people of the world.
不加梵歌应该被呈现给全世界的人们。
They are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness, and as soon as they become Krishna conscious.Their life becomes happy.
他们由于缺乏 Krishna 知觉而受苦，而一旦他们具有了 Krishna 知觉，他们的生命便变得快乐。
So this is the mission of this society, international society.
这便是这个协会，国际 Krishna 知觉协会的使命。
For Krishna consciousness, and Krishna advises, Sangha Varjita.You should not have any attraction or any attachment for this worldly activity.
正如 Krishna 所建议的，你不应该被任何的世界上的活动所吸引或者有依附。
If you have got attachment or attraction for this material activity, then you cannot have Krishna. You cannot become Krishna conscious.
如果你被这些物质的活动所吸引，或者仍旧有依附，那么你不可能拥有 Krishna， 不可能变得 Krishna 知觉。
But that does not mean you should be inimical to the people of the world.
但那并不意味着你应该对世界上的人们不友好。
No, it is your duty to give them the highest instruction, spiritual instruction.
不。你的义务是应该给予他们最高的指示，灵性的指示。
That you become Krishna conscious.
即你应该变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
And try your best. Try your best. Need Vaira.
而且要尽你的力去做。Need Vaira.
You should not be anyone's enemy. Others may become your enemy.
你不应该成为任何人的敌人，别的人可能会成为你的敌人。
because it is quite natural. Anyone who comes with the message of the Supreme Lord, there are persons who become his enemy.
因为这是很自然的，任何一个带着至尊主的信息来的人，都有人会成为他的敌人。
As Lord Jesus Christ, he came. His only fault was that he was preaching the message of God.And people, some people, not all people, became his enemy, and he was crucified.
比如说，主耶稣基督，他来到这里，他唯一的错误便是他传播了神的信息，而人们，有些人并不是全部的人，成为他的敌人，而他被钉死在十字架上。
Yeah, this is the world.
这便是这个世界。
Anyone who comes as a most, I'm going to say, beneficial friend of the world.People take him as the enemy and they do the same mistake again so that they are bound up again by their own work and they remain in this material world to repeat birth and death one after another, one after another.
任何人来到这里作为对全世界最有益的朋友人们却会把他当成敌人而他们会再次犯同样的错误以至于他们再次被自己工作所束缚而留在这个物质世界里，重复生和死，一次又一次，一次又一次。
So we should be very cautious.
因此，我们应该非常小心。
We should not miss this chance of this human body to become Krishna consciousness, to become conscious of Krishna.
我们不应该错过这个人类躯体的机会，来变得具有 Krishna 知觉，变得知觉 Krishna。
So, we must know how to work. How to work.
因此，我们必须知道如何去工作。
Karma kim akarmeti. If we do not know how to work.Then we shall be entangled in this material activities.
如果我们不知道如何去工作，那我们便会被卷入这些物质的活动。
Therefore, Krishna says, "Sangavarti." Of course, a Krishna conscious person, he also acts just like another material actor. But because he works in Krishna consciousness, therefore he is not bound up.Just like, take the example of Arjuna.
因此 Krishna 说 Sangavarjita 当然一个 Krishna 知觉的人他活动就好像另外一个物质的活动者一样但是因为他是在 Krishna 知觉中活动他不被束缚
He also fought just like ordinary military man. But because he fought in Krishna consciousness, therefore he was not bound up by the reaction of such fight.
比如说 Arjuna他也像其他的普通的战士一样作战但是因为他是在 Krishna 之中作战因此他不被这个作战的反动所束缚
Fighting is not necessary Fighting is not necessary Peace is necessary
作战是不必要的作战是不必要的和平是必要的
But sometimes peace is disturbed at that time Fighting is also necessary
但是有时候和平被破坏了在那个时候作战是必须的。
You cannot absolutely give up the process of fighting in this material world. That is not possible. Because there are persons who will create trouble.
在这个物质界中，你不可能彻底的放弃作战，那是不可能的，因为总有人自找麻烦。
Just like we are experiencing. We are not going to do any harm to anybody.But sometimes they are coming and creating disturbance.
正如我们体验过的，我们并不想对任何人做有害的事情，但是有时候他们会到这里来制造麻烦。
So these disturbing elements are there, and this is always there. The material nature is like that.
因此，这些扰乱的因素在那儿，他们总在那里。这个物质自然便是这样。
Therefore, fighting cannot be abolished. When it is necessary, absolutely necessary.
因此，当必要的时候，完全必要的时候，作战不可能被废除。
In the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna advocated this fighting because it was absolutely necessary.
在 Kurukshetra 的战场上，主 Krishna 提倡作战，因为它是完全必要的。
So anything, it does not matter what it is, when it is sanctioned by Krishna, it has no reaction.
因此，任何事情，无论它是什么。只要它是被 Krishna 所批准的，便没有反作用。
That is the real work.
那是真正的工作。
Other anything which we do, which may be very good work in the estimation of this material world, but that is bound to make you entangled in this material world.
其他的，无论我们做的是什么，即便从物质世界的角度来看是很好的工作，但你会注定使你卷入这个物质世界。
This secret one should learn.
我们应该了解这个秘密。
Karmano jabi bodhabang bodhabang jabi karmana akarmanas jabodhabang ghano karmano gati. Karmano gati, the path of karma is very intricate.
Karmano gati, karmano 的道路是非常复杂的。
Therefore, one should understand what is actually karma.And what is akarma? And what is vikarma?
因此，一个人应该知道什么是真正的 karma， 什么是 akarma， 什么是 vikarma。
Knowing this, one should perform karma.
而知道这个，一个人应该进行 karma。
But one thing is that if we simply engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness, then everything becomes clear.
但有一点是，如果我们只是从事于 Krishna 的自觉。那么一切都很清楚。
Otherwise, we have to make discrimination. What I should do, what I should not do, so that I may not be entangled.
要不然的话，我们必须得区别，我应该做什么，我不应该做什么，这样我才能不被牵连。
Just like in ordinary life, we whatever we do, we sometimes we may unconsciously doing something which is against the law.And therefore, we become bound up by the laws of the state, and sometimes we are in trouble.
正如在普通的生活中一样，我们有时候会不自觉的做一些事情违反了法律，因此我们便会被政府的法律所束缚，有时候我们便会遇麻烦。
Similarly, in the laws of nature also, the laws of nature is very strict. There is no excuse.
自然的法律也是这样，自然的法律是非常严格的，没有借口。
The laws of nature is very stringent.
自然的法律是非常严厉的。
Just like the fire, fire it burns. That
比如说火，火会烧人。
It is natural. This is the law of nature.
这是自然的，这是自然的法律。
So even a child, it touches fire, the fire does not excuse that because it is child, His hand may not be burned.
如果一个孩子碰了火，火不会原谅他，说，因为是这个孩子，那么他的手就不会被烫伤。
No, that is not possible.
不，那不是不可能的。
So we have to make our words very cautiously. We have to select our words very cautiously.
因此，我们必须得非常小心的工作，非常小心的选择我们的工作。
Otherwise, the stringent laws of nature will react and we shall be bound by the laws of material nature and suffer.
不然的话，自然的严厉的法律便会反应，而我们会被物质自然的法律所束缚而受苦。
The Lord says, the karmano jyopi bodhavyam.
主说 karmano jyopi bodhavyam.
One should understand how to work and one should understand what is not to be done.
一个人应该理解如何去工作，一个人应该理解什么不应该做。
Akarmanascha bodhabang, karmanopi bodhabang, bodhamancha vikarma, karma, akarma, vikarma. There are three things.
Karma, akarma, 和 vikarma 三样事情。
Karma means prescribed duties. Prescribed duties.
Karma 意思是规定的义务，既定的义务。
That is called karma.
那被称为 karma。
And akarma, vikarma means doing against the prescribed duties.
Vikarma 意思是违反既定的义务。
That is called vikarma.
那被称为 vikarma.
And akarma means as something doing which has no reaction.
Akarma 意思是做某件事情而没有反应。
That is not, of course, in the execution of such work, it appears to be working, but practically it has no reaction.
当然在做这样的事情的时候好像是在工作但实际上没有反作用。
That is Vikarma.
那是 Akarma.
And that Vikarma is, when we act on account of the Supreme, that is, when we Krishna Karma, when we work under the direction of Krishna, that has no reaction.
那便是当我们按照自尊的命令去工作 Krishna Karma, 当我们在 Krishna 指导下工作便没有反作用。
Otherwise, karma, one should do prescribed duties, and one should not do which is not prescribed.
要不然的话，但是 karma 应该做既定的义务，不应该做没有规定的义务。
For example, just like the state has got some laws.
比如说政府有些法律。
Now, suppose if you commit murder,You will be hanged. That is the state law.
如果你杀了人，你应该被绞死，这是政府的法律。
So, if you against the state law, you commit some murder, you will be hanged. This.
如果你违背政府的法律，你杀了人，你会被绞死。
It's vikarma. And I should be cautious.
这是 vikarma, 而我应该小心。
But when the state orders itself that you go and fight, kill the enemy.That is neither karma nor vikarma.
但是当政府自己命令你你应该去作战杀死敌人那么那不是 karma 也不是 vikarma.
Similarly, when we act under the direction of Krishna, that is akarma.
同样的当我们是在 Krishna 的指示下工作那是 akarma.
That means that karma, that kind of activity has no reaction.
这意思是那种 karma 那种活动没有反作用
otherwise we shall have to act very cautiously so that I may not be entangled with the reaction of my karma
不然的话我们应该非常小心的工作以使自己不被牵连入 karma 的反作用
karmani akarma ja paschet akarmani cha ja karmaSa buddhiman manusyesu sa jutta krishna karma ki. Now here is a nice verse. The Lord says, one who can see karmani akarma, any work which is being done, but it has no reaction.
这是很好的世界。主说到一个人能够看到 karmani akarma, 一件工作是被做了但是没有反作用
karmani akarma I am doing something but the ultimate result of that work has no reaction
karmani akarma 我在做某件事情但是那个工作的最后中结果是没有反作用
one who can see like that karmani akarma ja paschet akarmani cha ja karma andAkarmani means one who is trying to avoid the reaction of karma, but he is being entangled in karma.
如果一个人都那样看，那还有 akarmani， 意思是一个人试着去避免 karma 的反作用，但是他被陷入了 karma。
Sa buddhiman manusyesu, he is the most intelligent person.
那样的人是最智慧的人。
Sa jukta.Krishna Karma Kit, so he is adopted with Krishna consciousness and therefore after doing so many work, Krishna and all sorts of work, still he is free.
Because he和 Krishna 之间所契合，因此尽管做了那么多的工作 ，Krishna 意思是各种各样的工作，但他仍旧是解脱的。
Karmani akarma, even working.
Karmani akarma, 即便是工作。
Just see, the Arjuna is fighting, and the other party, Duryodhana is also fighting.
看一看 Arjuna 在作战，而另一方 Duryodhana 也是在作战。
Now how you can understand that the Arjuna is free from reaction but Duryodhana is not free from reaction？
那么你怎么去理解 Arjuna 是免于反应反作用，而 Duryodhana 是不是免于反作用？
The fighting is both parties are fighting，
两方都是在作战。
Externally, ephemerally, we can see simply that they are fighting.
外在的来看，表面的来看，我们只能看到他们都在作战。
But who is bound up by reaction? Who is not bound up by reaction?
但是谁是被反作用所束缚，谁不被反作用所束缚呢？
Arjuna is not bound up by reaction. Why? He is fighting under the order of Krishna.
Arjuna 不被反作用所束缚，为什么呢？他是在 Krishna 的命令下工作。
So we have to see like that. Who is working with Krishna consciousness?
因此我们必须那样来看，谁是在带着 Krishna 视觉而工作。
Anyone who is working Krishna consciousness, we should see that he is not being bound up.
任何一个在 Krishna 视觉中工作的人，我们应该看到他不被束缚。
This is called Karmani Akarma.
这被称为 Karmani Akarma。
Akarma means which has no reaction.
Akarma 意思是那没有反作用的。
So although I see somebody is working, but because he is working in Krishna consciousness, therefore it should be understood that his work is not producing any reaction.
因此，尽管我看到某人在工作，但因为他是在 Krishna 知觉中工作，我应该理解他的工作不制造反作用。
So this intelligent vision is recommended here by Krishna, the Sabuddhiman.
Krishna 这里说到 Sabuddhiman， 他在推荐这种智慧的观点。
Anyone who is working and who can see such work, who can understand such work, Sabuddhiman manifestation in the human society is very intelligent.
一个那样工作的人可以看到这样的工作，可以理解这样工作的人。萨布迪曼·曼努西亚说，在人类社会中，他是非常智慧的。
He's very intelligent. Otherwise, sometimes bhakti, the devotional service of the Lord.
他是非常智慧的。有时候 bhakti 对主的奉献服务被说成是。
Just like I'll give you a crude example. Just like a boy, he is flying kite and.He is moving his reel containing the thread.
我给你一个粗糙的例子，比如说一个孩子，他在放风筝，他在移动手中的线卷，控制线。
Now, from a distant place, he'll find that he is moving his thread, but moving his reel. But sometimes, moving his reel is getting down the kite, and moving his reel is getting higher and higher the kite.
因此从远处看，你会看到它在移动线轴，但是有时候通过移动线轴它使风筝降低，而有时候移动线轴它使风筝变得越来越高。
So from distance left we can see that there is moving of the wheel but the action is different.
因此从远处看，我们看到线轴在移动，但是活动是不一样的。
Similarly, simply by seeing the movement of a person that he is also actingThat is not final judgment.
类似的，只是看到一个人的活动，看到他在工作，这并不是最终的判断。
We have to see what sort of acting he is doing.
我们必须看他在进行怎么样的活动。
He is acting in Krishna consciousness. If we can see a person is acting in Krishna consciousness, then we can understand that he is free from the reaction.
如果我们看到一个人是在 Krishna 知觉中活动，我们应该理解。他免于反作用。
And if he is not acting Krishna consciousness, but externally, from our material estimation, we can see that, oh, he is doing very good work. He is doing good work. Just like Arjuna, when he first refused to work, refused to fight.
如果一个人不是在 Krishna 事业中工作，那么外在的，从我们物质的角度，我们可能会看，他在做很好的工作。比如说 Arjuna， 他最初拒绝作战。
Now, my dear Krishna, it is not possible for me to fight with my relatives, brothers, I am not going to fight.
他说，我亲爱的阿朱呢，我不可能和我这些亲戚兄弟们作战，我不能，我不愿作战。
But this one material estimation, this
从物质角度看，阿朱纳的这一决定是非常好的。从物质角度看，他不愿意进行暴力活动，他是非暴力的，是很好的人。但从灵性的角度看，并不是这样。
One has to see.
一个人必须要看清楚。
Simply by external features that one is working and one is not working, that will come.
只是看外在的特征，一个人在工作，一个人不在工作。从这个角度看不行。
What is the standard of one? And what consciousness is what?
工作的标准是什么？他是在哪种自觉之下工作？
If he is working in material consciousness, then he is being bound up. However good maybe that was, he is being bound up.
如果他是在物质自觉中工作，那么他便被束缚。无论他做得多么好，他都被束缚。
Now what is the binding reaction of good material work.
那么好的物质工作的束缚反作用是什么呢？
Just try to understand. The good material work, suppose you have done most charitable work, munificent work, you have started so many, philanthropic institutions.
要试着去理解好的物质工作，比如说你做了最慈善的工作，你开办了许多许多的慈善机构。
That's all right. This is fund material estimation. These things are very good work.
那是好的。从物质角度看，这些事情是非常好的工作。
But you are being bound.
但你是被束缚了。
You are being bound. In which way you are being bound?
以哪种方式你在被束缚呢？
That these things are called punya karma, pious work. When you do pious work,You get four results.
这些事情被称为 punya karma, 前生活动。当你进行前生活动，你得到四种结果。
What are the four results? Janma Ahisajya Sutta Sri. Janma Ahisajya Sutta Sri.
这四种结果是什么呢？ Janma Ahisajya Sutta Sri.
If you do pious work, you can get reaction in four ways.
如果你进行前生活动，你能以四种方式得到反作用。
You can get your birth in a very nice family, just like in the family of a Brahmin, in the family of a rich man, for pious work one can get janma.
你可以得到在一个好的家庭的出生，比如说在一个 Brahmin 的家庭，或者在一个富人的家庭，通过前生活动，一个人能得到他的janma。
And Aishadja. Aishadja means you can become very rich man by pious work.
还有 Aishwarya 意思是你通过前生活动可以变成非常富裕的人。
Janma Aishadja Sutta. Sutta means you can become very learned scholar.
Sutta 意思是你能够成为非常博学的学者。
These are the results of pious work.
这些都是前生活动的结果。
Janma Aishadja Sutta and Sri, you can become very beautiful by pious work.
还有 Sri, 通过前生活动你可以变得非常美丽。
These are the results of pious work.
这些都是前生活动的结果。
Similarly, just the opposite. If you do vicious work, then you have to go to the lower class family or even the animal family.Lower class birth, become a fool, illiterate, and become not very good looking, so many things. Yes, these are the reactions of pious and vicious work.
同样的，相反的，如果你进行邪恶的活动，那么你必须到低等的家庭中，或者甚至到动物的家庭中，低等的出身，成为一个傻瓜、文盲，或者非常的不好看。这么多都是邪恶活动的反作用。
Now, taking it for granted that I am doing all pious work, that's all right, and I am getting My birth, very rich family or very pure family, just like Brahmin family or something like that.
就算我做的都是虔诚的活动，那么我会出生在一个非常富裕的家庭，或者非常纯洁的家庭中，比如说 Brahmin 的家庭或者那样的家庭。
I'm getting myself very good education. I'm very beautiful to see, and I'm very rich man. All these.
我能得到很好的教育，我能非常美丽。我能成为非常富裕的人等等。
But this, our point is that suppose if you are rich man, suppose if you are very learned man, but you are not free from the stringent laws of material world.
但我们的要点是，即使你是个富人，即使你非常有学识，但你还是不能免于物质世界的严厉的法律。
The whole point of vision should be targeted there, that I am not going to be under the stricture of this material world. If we miss that point, then we shall be captivated by this aristocratic family, or a good education, or beautiful body, or richness.
整个的要点是这个，即我不要继续处于这个物质世界的管辖之下了。如果我们错过了这一点，那我们便会被贵族的家庭、良好的教育、美丽的躯体或者富裕所捕获。
We shall be. One should understand that in spite of having all these facilities of material life, I am not free from four things. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi.
一个人应该明白，即使有所有这些物质生活的便利，我还是不能免于四样事情。Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi.
Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. I am not free from for these things, material laws of nature.
我还是不能免于这四样自然的物质法律。
What is that? I am not free from repeated birth and death. I am not free from old age. I am not free from disease.
那是什么呢？我不能免于重复的生和死，我不能免于老年，我不能免于疾病。
Therefore, Krishna has recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that Abrahma Bhagana Lokan Puraravartin Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, if you go up to the highest planet, which is called Brahma Loka, where there is long duration of life and all other enjoyments, there are thousands and thousands times better than enjoyment here, but still, Abrahma Bhagana Lokan Puraravartin Arjuna, then you have to come again. The repetition of birth and death is there also.
因此 Krishna 在布迦梵歌中推荐说，我亲爱的 Arjuna， 如果你走到被称为 Brahma Loka 的最高的星宿，在那里有非常长的寿命，有各种各样的享受，比在这里的享受要好成千上万倍，但是你还是要再回来，生和死的重复也在那里，在那里也有。
Therefore, your aim should be madhya jagatyana nivartante tad bhava parama mama. You have to go back to my planet, my kingdom. That will make you perfect.
因此，你的目标应该是 madhyama， 你应该回到我的星宿，我的国度，那会使你完美。
So this work, good work or bad work, from the material point of view, maybe superficially. Very good. But what? How long I shall remain a rich man? How long I shall remain a beautiful man?
因此，从物质的观点来看呢，好的工作或者坏的工作，可能表面上会是非常好的，但是我能保持是个富人多久呢？我能保持我的美丽多久呢？
This is not my permanent life.
这并不是我永恒的生命。
Suppose if my life is for 100 years, I can remain. A rich man, I can remain a learned man, I can remain a rich man, beautiful man, say for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. But your life is not for 100 years or 60 years or thousands years or millions of years.
假设说我能活一百年，那么我能保持是个富人，保持是个有学识的人，一个美丽的人，保持40年、60年或者100年。但是你的生命并不是仅仅为了一百年，或者是60年，或者1000年，或者100万年。
You are eternal.
你是永恒的。
you have to attain your eternal life.
你必须要获得你永恒的生命。
That is the whole problem.
那才是整个问题。
So that problem you have to solve. That problem can be solved when you are Krishna conscious. So that by Krishna conscious, when you leave this body, you will no more have to come to this material world and accept this material body or suffer and enjoy thereof. That is the point.
那个问题你必须解决。那个问题可以被解决。如果你有了 Krishna 知觉，通过 Krishna 知觉，当你离开这个躯体的时候，你不用再次回到这个物质世界，接受另外一个物质躯体，而因此享受或者受苦。
The point is very difficult for common man, but this is the point.
这一点对普通人来说非常难，但这是要点。
This is why I have to avoid this material existence altogether. That is the point.
我必须要彻底地避免物质存在，这是要点。
It is not the question of improving my material condition. That is not the solution.
并不存在改善我的物质条件的问题，这并不是解决方案。
If I just like in a prison house, if you want to improve your condition, you become a very good prisoner, and the government gives you A class status.
比如在一个监狱里，如果你想要改善你的状况，你成为一个非常好的囚犯，政府便会给你 A 等待遇。
There are three classes of status in prison life. Some are suffering the prison life in the A class status. Some of them are suffering in the B class status. There are also classes.
在监狱中也有三等，有些在 A 等待遇中受苦，有些在 B 等待遇中受苦，在那里也有等级。
That's why when some political leader.Is put into prison, they are given A class status.
有些政治领袖被关到监狱里，他们便被给予 A 等待遇。
But a sane man should not be satisfied by becoming an A class prisoner. So,
但是一个明智的人不会仅仅为成为一个 A 等的囚犯而满足。
We are in this material world.Some of us are the A class prisoners, some of us are B class prisoners, some of us are C class prisoners.
我们在这个物质世界中也就是这样，有些人是 A 等的囚犯，有些是 B 等的，有些是 C 等的。
So, to become an A class prisoner from C class prisoner is not the solution of our problem.
从 C 等的囚犯成为 A 等的囚犯，并没有解决我们的问题。
The problem should be solved.That let me become completely free from the prison life.
这问题的解决应该是，我要成为彻底自由，彻底的免于监狱生活。
That is the whole problem.
这才是整个问题。
Karmani akarma ja pashet, akarmani ka ja karma, sa buddhiman manushyesu, sa jitta krishna karma. Anyone who can understand.The process of karma, the process of work in this way is the most intelligent person in this world.
如果一个人能以这种方式理解卡玛的过程、工作的过程，他便是这个世界上最有智慧的人。
Most intelligent person.
最有智慧的人。
Not that a person who has passed MA PhD examination from the university of any country.
而并不是那个通过了大学里提供的硕士博士考试的人。
The person who understands this problem of life, he is the most intelligent person. That we should love. He is the most intelligent person.
一个理解了生命问题的人，他是最有智慧的人。我们应该明白这一点，他是最有智慧的人。
Yasya sarve samarambha.Tama Sankalpa Bhajita Gyanagni Dagsa Karvanam Tamahu Pandita Vibha Pandita means learned and Buddha means one who is well versed
Pandita 意思是有学识的 Buddha 意思是精通的
He is called Buddha this very term you will find in anotherplace of Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter. Buddha Bhava Samanita.
Buddha 同样这个词，你在《不掉梵歌》中另外一处，在第十章中也能发现 ，Buddha Bhava Samanita。
啊 ，Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matya Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanita. That Buddha is fine.In the 10th chapter. And the same Buddha, Pandita. Pandita and Buddha.
在第十章中你能发现同样的这个 Buddha, 还有 Pandita.
Pandita, according to Bhagavad Gita, Pandit, Pandit means learned man.
Pandita, and Buddha Fanga, 意思是有学识的人。
The Sanskrit word. Pandit means, and Buddha is well versed.Now, who is well versed?
这个梵文词 Pandita 意思是有学识的 ，Buddha 意思是精通的。
And who is Pandit? A very learned man from by academic education may not be a learned man according to the view of Bhagavad Gita.
那么谁是有学，谁是精通的，谁是 Pandita？一个从学院教育的角度来看有学识的人，按照不掉梵歌角度来看，未必是个有学识的人。
Bhagavad Gita says, he is the learned man who can see everyone on the equal footing, equal level.
不掉梵歌说到，一个有学识的人能够以平等的角度看待每一个人。
Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunicheta Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshan. Pandita can see. Pandit means a learned man can see that here is a learned Brahmin. In India, according to Vedic civilization, a learned Brahmin is considered to be the topmost man in human society. So therefore, he is taking.Example.
一个 Pandita 有学识的人，他会看到，这里有一个有学识的 Brahmana， 在印度按照伟大文明，一个有学识的 Brahmana 被认为是社会里最高等的人，因此这里用他来举个例子。
That is, here is a very learned Brahmin, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahman. Not only he is Brahmin, but he is very gentle.
这是个非常有学识的 Brahmana， 他不仅仅是 Brahmana， 他还是非常温和的。
Vidya means, what is the result of Vidya? Education means one becomes gentleman.
Vidya 意思是，这个 Vidya 的后果结果是什么呢？教育意味着一个人成为绅士有教养的人。
That is the result of Vidya. If one is not a gentleman, then he is learning.Is not accepted according to the Vedic research.
那是 Vidya 的结果。如果一个人不是绅士有教养的人，那么伟大文献是不接受他的所谓的教育的。
So Pandita means that one he is learned and gentle.
因此 Pandita 意思是一个人有学识并且温和。
So another Pandit says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, a Brahmin, learned and gentle.Vidyavinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gobi and a cow. Vidyavinaya Sampanni Gobi and an elephant. And Sapake. Sapake cha Sunicheta. Sapake means there is a class of man who eats dog.
因此另外一个 Pandita 看到这有一个 Brahmana 有些是非常温和还有一头母牛还有一头大象，还有一类吃狗的人。
They are counted among the lower class.
这里吃狗的人在印度被认为是最低等的人。
In India, Sapakecha Sunicha, Sunicha means dog. So dog also not taken very good at it.
还有苏尼是狗，狗也不被认为是种很好的动物。
In the society, but a Pandita, either a dog, either a cow.Either an elephant, either a dog eater, or a learned Brahmin. He sees all of them on the same level. That is Pandita.
但是一个 Pandita 会看无论是一条狗一头母牛一头大象或者是吃狗的人或者是有学识的 Brahmana 他都平等地看待他们这是 Pandita
Why he sees on the same level Do you mean to say that a learned Brahmin a high class Brahmin he is just like as good as a dog
他为什么以平等角度看呢这是不是意思说一个高等的 Brahmana 有学识的 Brahmana 他像狗一样
No A learned Brahmin is not as good as a dog
不一个有学识的 Brahmana 和狗不一样
But how then the Pandita sees on the equal footing
那么这个 Pandita 怎么平等的看待呢
Because he does not see on the skin but he sees on the spirit
因为他并不是基于皮肤来看而是基于灵性来看
Therefore is Pandita
因此他是 Pandita
One who has learned this art to see any living being only the spirit he sees that here is a living being he is a spiritual spark he is a spirit soul but he has got a different body on just like in the Bhagavad Gita
一个人理解了这门艺术能够看待任何生物体看到的只是灵性这是个生物体它是一个灵性的火花它是个灵魂它只是得到了不同的覆盖躯体而已正如在布加梵歌中
It is said that Vasamsi Jinnani This body is just like our dress
这个身体就像我们的衣服一样
Suppose a very learned man has come in a shabby dress Do you think that he should be regarded if he is known of God?
如果一个非常有学识的人穿着破旧的衣服你是不是认为他应该不受尊重呢
Just like our this sannyasi dress it is not very costly dress it is a loin cloth it is very cheap but sometimes people misunderstand that here is a beggar
正如我们这个sannyasi的衣服这并不是贵重的衣服只是一块腰布而已非常便宜但是有时候人们会误解啊，这是个乞丐
And sometimes we are respected
有时候我们会受尊敬
So simply by dress we should not see any living entity
因此我们不应该仅仅基于衣服来看待生物体
Well either he is a dog or he is in the estimation of the society a lower class man or a very high class man or a cow But we shall see that here is a spirit soul.
无论是条狗，或者按照社会的角度来看，非常低等的人，或者非常高等的人，或者是母牛，但我们应该看到，这是一个灵魂。
Anyone who can understand the spiritual vision of life, he is Pandita. He is Pandita.
一个人如果能够理解这种生命的灵性的观点，他便是 Pandita。
And according to Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya, he was a great politician. And he says, that what is the standard of education?
Chanakya Pandit, 他是个非常伟大的政治家。他谈到什么是教育标准呢
Standard of education. Now, he has given very nice three words. Three words for standard of education. Who is perfect in education?
他给了非常好的三个词作为教育的标准来判断谁受到了良好的完美的教育
He says Matribat Paradarishu Paradarbeshu Losavat Atavat Sarabhuteshu Japashati Sa Pandita Pandita This Pandita This Pandita explanation of Pandita
这是 Pandita 的解释
Now who is a Pandita Now Matribat Paradarishu He is the learned man who sees all women as his mother
谁是 Pandita 呢一个有学识的人把所有的妇女看成他的母亲
Except one's married wife one should see every woman as his mother
除了自己的妻子以外一个人应该把所有的妇女看到自己的母亲
Matrivat Matri means mother Vat means just like
Matrivat Mother 意思是母亲 ，but 意思是好像。
Mother 是 paradarish means other woman, except one's own wife, married one.
Paradarish 意思是除了自己的妻子以外的所有的妇女。
Mother 是 paradarish, further beshu lostava, and other's property should be accepted just like refuse garbage in the street.
还有其他人的财产应该被看成好比是扔在街上的垃圾。
Just like we don't care for all the garbages. Simply, if others' money or others' property is there, sometimes we hanker.
我们不会在意这些垃圾，只是有时候我们会追寻别人的金钱和财产。
To think that all this are nonsense, just like garbage.
我们应该这么想，这些都只是垃圾。
Matriva paradarishu paradarveshu lostrava atmava sarva bhuteshu. And lostra means rubble.
Lostra 的意思是碎石。
Just like stone rubble, you see. There are so many rubbles and stone over the street. Nobody cares for that.
有这么街上有这么多的碎石块，没有人会留意。
Similarly, if others' money is thrown over the street, nobody, he should not care.
同样的，如果有人的钱被扔在了街上，他也不应该留意。
He should not collect. Oh, there is some money. Let me take.
他不应该捡起来说，哦，这里有钱，我拿走吧。
The matriva paradarishu paradarveshu lostrava atmava sarva bhuteshu, and he should see everyone. This atmava sarva bhuteshu was preached by Lord Buddha. This philosophy, this one philosophy was taught throughout the whole world by Lord Buddha. That there should be no animal killing.
Atmava Sarva Bhuteshu 这个哲学也是由祖布达所提倡的，他在全世界传播这个哲学，即不应该有屠杀动物。
Atmava Sarva Bhuteshu, no living entity should be given suffer, even by words.
任何生物体都不应该被给予痛苦，哪怕是通过言语。
That is real life.
这才是真正的生活。
Atmava Japashati, one handOne who has such vision of life, he is called learned.
一个有这样的观点的人，他被称为有学识的。
He is called learned, not by educational qualification.
他被称为有学识的，并不是通过教育的标准。
One who has acquired plena paricaya, education is understood how far a man is educated by his behavior, by his vision of life, it will be estimated, not by the degrees.
一个人受到了多好的教育，这是通过他的行为来判断的，而通过他的生活的标准来估计，而并不是看学位。
啊，阿多瓦萨格布特苏扎普什蒂萨肯。Similarly, here also, the word Pandita, Pandita has been used.
同样的，在这个世界里也用了这个词 Pandita。
I've just given you some explanation of Pandit from different angle of vision.
我刚刚从不同的角度给了你们 Pandita 的解释。
And Buddha also. Buddha, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find the definition of Buddha.
同样的，在布达梵歌中你能发现 Buddha 的定义。
Buddha means well-versed. Well-versed.
Buddha 意思是精通的。
Well-versed means who has gotStudied lots of books of knowledge. He is called Buddha.
精通的意思是，他学习了许多许多的书本的知识，他被称为 Buddha。